The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
Glenn Beck, The Blaze Radio Network.
Let me share a story with you on what I know about working at Fox under Roger Ailes. Roger Ailes was a genius, sheer genius. I think there was a good side of Roger Ailes. I think the dark side of Roger Ailes won. But I think there was a really good side of Roger Ailes. And I think he was torn apart at the end, towards the end of his life, thinking what he could have done if he would have used his power for good as opposed to evil. But at some point in his life, he became a dirty old man. And one of the things that he did at Fox, and I know it firsthand, is he would sabotage relationships. Remember how I have said in the past that, you know, Sean Hannity and Mark Levin and I, we didn't get along? Well, me personally, I believe that all came from Roger Ailes. And I know another one who is involved who was also feeding that stuff, but they were being fed by Roger Ailes. Roger liked to be the kingpin, and he was the master manipulator of everybody's relationship. And he liked his shows and his talent not liking each other because he knew if I keep them pitted against each other, A, they'll compete harder to beat that son of a bitch. And they would never join forces. If they join forces, then we're in trouble. I know this firsthand because Bill O'Reilly heard an argument in the hallway at Fox. I don't know if I've told this story before on the air. Have I?
I think so.
Heard a story, heard an argument on in the hallway about Acorn. And remember when we found that New Orleans was the head, there was some really bad and it had to do with Van Jones and Acorn and SEIU. Well, I didn't have the money to go investigate that, but Bill O'Reilly's team did. Bill O'Reilly saw that story and was like, got to get on that. That's great. Bill and I had no relationship. Bill heard an argument in the hallway between my producer and his producer. And my producer at the time was yelling at Bill's producer saying, you stole our story. And that's when I came around the corner. And I said, whoa, 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 guys, what is up? And he said, well, you know, Bill O'Reilly's people are stealing our story. And I said, what story is that? The Acorn story. And I said, that's not our story. That's America's story. What are they doing? And he said, well, they're going to send somebody down into New Orleans. And I looked at Bill's producer and I said, that's fantastic. We'll get you everything that we know. Can we have you after you break the news with Bill? Can we have you on the show and you further the He was stunned. Yeah. Good. And then I looked at Grish and I said, whatever they need, get them. We're a team here. That's when Bill walked around the corner and he just looked at me and went, Beck. Bill was standing around the corner. He was listening to all of it. That was the first time that Bill knew I'm not like that. I'm a team player. Let's work together for the good of the company. Let's work together for the good of the country. We're allies. If you remember on my show, I used to promote Sean Hannity and he would do specials, and I would promote him because I wanted him to know, I'm in your corner. You don't have to be in my corner. I'm in your corner. And I would promote. I did that to every show because I wanted to show. Nobody ever asked me to. I had to go track down the details, but I did it to show the other talent we don't have to be enemies. Why do we have to be enemies? So when that happened, Bill called me up to his office the next day. Beck, you stopped by my office. I want to talk to you. Okay. So I go into Bill's office, which was the corner office, and pretty darn sweet. And I'm sitting there, and, you know, he's got all these pictures of, you know, him with, you know, the Pope and the President and Jesus. And, I mean, he's got everybody. And you're like, wow. And it was a pretty powerful office. Bill calls me in, and he said, so what are you doing here? And I'm like, well, you called me to come up to your office. He said, no, I mean, why are you here at Fox? He said, I used to watch you on Headline News. And he said, I'd watch you. And he said, for a while there, I just thought you were nuts. And he said, you might be. I'm not saying you're not. You might be nuts. He said, but you're hell of a television performer. And I said, thank you. And he said, you really believe this stuff, don't you? And I said, yes, I do. He said, you need to slow down. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, you're just going to burn through way too much. And I said, Bill, I don't plan on being here very long. And he said, why? And I said, I don't want to do this. I figure I'll be here for about 2 years and that'll be enough. And he said, you could be here the rest of your, look at me. You could be here the rest of your life. And I said, I don't want to be. And he really didn't understand that. And he was like, why not? And I said, because I don't, this isn't what I want to do. This is what I feel like I need to do. So the Bill O'Reilly in the hallway that heard me say, basically, we're partners. We don't even have to be friends, but we don't have to be enemies. We're partners on furthering the news. That coupled with him sitting me down and saying, why are you here? And I said, because I believe it. He said, you're going to need help. And I said, okay. And he said, you say some pretty crazy things. He said, and people are going to need to hear the answer on what you really meant. And he said, you know you're not going to get a fair interview anywhere. And I said, oh, I know. I was just spent some time with Katie Couric. And he said, I promise you, I will give you a fair interview. I'm not gonna be a shill, but I'll give you a fair interview. I'm going to ask you the question everybody wants to hear, but I'll let you answer it. And I said, that would be tremendous. And if you're a longtime listener, you know, people used to call me all the time and say, Glenn, why do you go on Bill O'Reilly? He's not helping you. He's not your friend. Yes, he was. He was my friend. He was asking the question the Katie Couric's of the world wanted to ask me without the agenda. He was a great friend. He was, fact, he and Anderson Cooper are the only two people in the industry that treated me like an equal, like a human being, and like I was intelligent. Only two people on the air that I can think of that actually have been there and really understand it and may not agree with me on everything, but they know that I'm trying to be a decent human being.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
The internet has become an inseparable part of our society, especially when it comes to our kids. In fact, children typically spend twice as much time online as the parents think they do. I know this is true. Unfortunately, many of our kids will also admit that they have been exposed to disturbing online content. It's important to have an effective safeguard in place that can protect your kids as they grow up in this high-tech environment. Hero Parental Control. Hero is specifically created with you in mind, the parent. Hero safeguards each of your devices, custom filters tailored for individual family members. GPS locators help you keep up with your kids' whereabouts, can alert you when they venture out of bounds. You can also block access to unapproved apps that limit their screen time every day. Hero will give you the peace of mind knowing that your family is sheltered from the worst of the web. Block the bad. Choose what's good. Start your free 14-day trial at blazehero.com now.